This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain speaking, and you are listening to us on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll tell you what, when you think it's going to rain, it's going to pour. What a day yesterday. Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies. We have another storm in the Gulf of Mexico, Tropical Storm Beta, and the world moves on. In the meantime, let's go to the phone line and Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's start with a pledge and then go with the news of the day. My God, it's just everywhere. So here we go. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, dead at age 87. She's been fighting cancer for quite a while. I suppose some people could use the expression tough old bird and mean it respectfully, and I would mean it respectfully because a lot of people thought that she was going to, you know, lick this thing and just keep on ticking, right?
Yes.
So this is kind of surprising that this happened when it did, but now you want to talk about a can of worms being open? First of all, your thoughts on the justice.
Well, you know, Captain, I was shocked earlier. Of course, we knew that she was ailing and was suffering from another round of cancer. But you're right. I think everybody just saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg as a very, very tough lady and that she would continue on for the foreseeable future. But it was metastatic pancreatic cancer, according to reports, that was the cause of her death. You know, Captain, when we think about the person Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the things that she represented, and the things that she fought for, things about equality, things about women's rights, all these different things that, again, are part of the fabric of our country, part of the underlying philosophy of what makes us a unique nation, and so forth, and she walked the walk and talked the talk. Now, of course, a lot of people wouldn't agree with her politically. She didn't agree with her friend on the court, Antonin Scalia, at the time. They were very, very opposed politically or philosophically, but they were fast friends. And this is one of the stories, I think, that is so compelling as we remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And but it's a real metaphor for how we can be, hopefully, in our own country and in our own dealings with people that we don't agree with. But that is one part of it. The other part, of course, is that she was the real deal. If you didn't agree with her, it didn't change anything. She was the real deal. And the implications of her passing are going to be incredibly important to shaping the court, and I think shaping and her, the decisions that she helped make and so forth. All this is going to be around for many, many years to come.
Well, that's very well said, and I'm not going to say anything disrespectful about somebody, even if I didn't agree with half the things they said or decided upon. But she was a justice, she was a Supreme Court justice. I understood why she did what she did and all that. She stuck to her beliefs, and that's good. No problem. Now, here we go. The battle is on. We are hearing we are hearing from Mitch McConnell that once the president gives him a nominee, that there will be a vote in the Senate. Now, I think they have to wait until October 30th to cast a name. Is that correct?
I believe so. I know that there are certain timetables that are part of that. But I think that, of course, the president has a pretty short list, one would think, of possible nominees.
Well, I've got the list.
Mm-hmm.
And here it comes right here.
Mm-hmm.
The short list is someone who was considered before. Judge Amy Conant Barrett from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, she, back in 2017 with her confirmation to the federal bench, was very contentious when several Democratic senators questioned whether or not her faith, expressed in prior speeches, would influence her jurisprudence. And the person that complained the most was Senator Dianne Feinstein from California. Now, guess who sits on that committee right now?
Senator Feinstein, yeah.
Kamala Harris.
Well, Kamala Harris, okay.
She's there, too, Kamala Harris. And Barrett was a former law clerk for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. Now, she's the number one candidate, according to what we're hearing. And the second one is Judge Tom Hardiman from the Third Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals in Pittsburgh. And he was affirmed in 2010. He was a George W. Bush nominee. And he may or may not make it this time around. But those are that's number one. Number two, then I got about six more justices here. And, of course, we already saw a list here from a week or so ago that included some U.S. senators on it, remember?
Well, that's right. And I do think it's important to point out, Captain, that I don't think we have a list of any kind from Joe Biden, as far as I know.
No.
We only know the litmus test that they would have to have, but not the actual judges.
Biden said that he doesn't want a decision made until after the election. He says, let the people decide on a president and then let whoever's elected make the decision. And that's exactly what was going on until, I believe it was 2016, when the president, it was Scalia that died, right?
Right, and he wanted to appoint Merrick Garland at that time, right.
Yeah, and it wound up being Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they gave him a real tough time.
Well, I'm sorry, I meant to say that was Obama back during the issue during the 2016 election time. But that was not exactly what Mitch McConnell meant. He actually does not mean you can't have an appointment during an election year.
Yep.
And it's very, very important to point that out.
Yep, hold that thought. Okay, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We'll be right back with more on the show. And we've got a full lineup of things to talk about tonight. I'm telling you, there is no shortage of news. And by the way, when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the Federal Election Commission and what they said churches can do this time around.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And you know, how many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? 3, 4, 5? Well, I've been taking it for almost 5 now. Truth of the matter is, I know there's millions of people out there that are in some kind of pain. And I know it could be from simple things like exercise, just getting older. And that's it, you know, getting older. That's why I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot, because they're on a mission. They're on a mission to double the amount of people that are taking their product this year, and they're going to do it. You know why? Because here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches or pain, then I'm going to suggest right now you order their 3-week quick start plan. Now, yesterday I was in my doctor's office, and to prove a point, I took the Relief Factor right there in front of them, and I said, watch, before I get out of the office here, in the next 45 minutes or so, you will see the swelling in my leg start to go down. And you know something? It did! Right in front of the doctor. The doctor's going, wow. And that's all the doctor could say. It works, folks. This stuff works. If you've got inflammation, if you've got pain, if you've got situations going on, and you need to take an all-natural product, this is it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3, 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort. The pain that I had in my leg when I showed up at the doctor's office yesterday was gone in 45 minutes just by taking a packet of Relief Factor. Now, if it'll work for me, it'll work for you. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you can give them a call at 800-583-84. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, otherwise you're going to get charged full price. Remember, the 3-week quick start's only $19.95. Relieffactor.com/captain. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the federal, and caller, hang on, I'll be right with you. The Federal Elections Commission came out and made a ruling yesterday. They said that in these few weeks before the 2020 presidential election, they are reminding people that it's okay for churches and other religious organizations to endorse political candidates, but said it's still risky when it comes to one little thing, tax laws.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the idea that somehow as a result of anybody speaking from the pulpit, talking about politics and or endorsing a candidate, that somehow the nonprofit status of churches could be revoked. That would be the argument. But at the same time, though, and this is where FEC Chairman James Traynor comes in, you know, he's talking about the idea of that things are a spiritual warfare going on. Mm-hmm. Very interesting comments. But the idea, again, are you muzzled in America to be able to say what you think?
Yep. Well, hold on. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. Is this who is this? I'm not sure.
It's Sean.
Okay. I wasn't sure because your number is very close to somebody else, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I just found out because the only news I listen to anymore is your show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't deal with all that other crap.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm looking at Fox News, website, and it says, pack the court. Dems call for counter moves if GOP fills Ginsburg's seat.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, they're going to do, if Biden got in anyway, which he'd be gone after, you know, they would get rid of him because they say he was senile and then Kamala would be president. But they've been talking about going to do that anyway.
Well, they want a number, they want to raise the number of justices up to 9. That's where they want to
start. I know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But they can't do it. They can't do it unless what, Sean?
I'm not sure, sir.
They have to go back through the constitutional process because the Constitution calls for 7 justices.
Okay.
They're not going to do it. They can't. They don't have the votes. The country's not there for that. That's,
well,
that's another amendment.
Mm-hmm. We got, there's 9 justices, Captain.
Well, they want to increase the justices above wherever it is now by 2.
Well, it's not, right now, I mean, there's 9 justices on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're probably, let's see, let me count them here. You're probably right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I'm positive.
Yep, there is 9. Yep. But they want to go 100%. Yep.
100%. Yep. What they want to do is they want to add as many more as possible to get all these extra on there so that there's no majority.
It's not going to happen.
And one other thing, Kavanaugh was the 2nd justice that Trump appointed.
Yeah, the first one was Gorsuch.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
okay.
Sir.
Well, I got the phone lines loaded up, Sean. So I thank you very much for
that. I bet you do. I do. I bet a lot.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Sean. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Here we go again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. God, Donald, we want to see Barrett up here. We want to see a true conservative who won't cave under pressure. Okay, and Kavanaugh, by the way, murdering babies is not settled law. You understand me? You understand me? We've murdered 60 million babies. That's enough. Okay, and we're standing up for Jesus Christ. And McConnell, I don't want you to give me some soft, milquetoast Republican up there like Roberts who caves every time, like Mike Flynn still can't even get free when that's how corrupt the government is. You still haven't prosecuted Biden and Hunter Biden and Strzok and Page and Comey, the Federal Bureau of Idiots and the Department of Injustice, Barr. I hold you responsible for that. We're standing with Donald Trump. We're standing with the American people. Biden, you have no right to be anything. You should be in freaking jail. If you were a Republican, you would have been in jail by now. Let's get to work and make sure you go to the polls. And let me say something. The church is the state. So don't worry about your tax-exempt status. Church pastors, when you stand before Jesus and he says, what did you do for me when I was under pressure? You didn't carry your cross. If I was preaching Sunday, I'd say everyone's voting for Trump or you're a loser. Let's get to work and save the country.
Thank you. Okay. And, okay, Kyle, a lot of stuff covered there in a short period of time. Where do you want to pick it up at?
Well, Well, again, yeah, the FEC story is pretty significant because typically, the idea of the tax exempt status is there because what? Because you're not able to say what you really think. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, honestly, if the situation were mm-hmm. reversed, I mean, and people don't go to church, by the way, because of politics.
But
if the situation were reversed and they said, oh, mm-hmm. well, Biden thinks he's got all the churches, it would be just fine.
Okay. I want to change the subject because of where we're going to go here. We talked about this during the break. Biden was in Minnesota yesterday, right?
That's right.
He was in a factory, and there were about 25 union workers there, and he kept talking about, well, I'm going to put union workers up. They're going to put windows in. They're going to put roofs on. They're going to this. It's all going to be union, union, union. He forgets about something. The right-to-work states are not union states.
Well, exactly. But these are...
And by the way, a lot of Latinos do that work.
Mm-hmm. Well, but these are buzzwords. And these are...
But they're buzzwords, all right. They're bull words.
Yeah, well, but they're sort of prepackaged things where it's just part of the message as opposed to part of the solution.
Now let's move it along here because I don't want to run out of time while we're trying to do this. Then you had Donald Trump show up in Minnesota in front of, I don't know, 20,000 people, 10,000 in the hangar and 10,000 outside?
That's right.
And everybody was shouting and yelling and screaming and having a great time. And then you had Michael Moore for the third time come out and warn the Democrats that the Republican Party was on fire, enthusiastically on fire for Donald Trump, and the Democrats were in trouble.
Yes, and he actually says, are you mentally prepared to be outsmarted by Trump again? Mm-hmm. And you know what, Captain? He can stand there raising the alarm all the live long day. I don't think the Democrats are going to listen to that.
They don't believe it.
No, exactly.
And I'm telling you, they're going to get their butts handed to them. You know how I know that? Because everywhere I go, all the people I talk to, all the chat rooms I'm in, all the groups that I'm in, hundreds of thousands of people every day, the comments that you see that are going back and forth, I'm telling you, they're not voting for the Democrats.
Well, that's right. And Michael Moore is perceiving the correct thing here.
And the predominant reason, Kyle, I hate to butt in again, but I got to, the predominant reason is defunding the police, law and order.
Oh, absolutely. And when people see on their TV screens and internet tablets and such, people burning things down, and this makes a difference.
And Biden says, I'm not going to defund the police. It's in their platform. It's in their damn platform of the Democratic Party. 92 pages. Download it. It's in there. And it says reallocation of funds from the police department to non-lethal activities with psychologists and psychiatrists and all that stuff. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. That's right. No, nobody believes that is a large-scale solution.
All right. Got to go to break. Caller, hang on the line there. I'll get right to you here during the break. We'll find out what we can do to get things moving for you. But it's unbelievable what's going on here right now. The Democrats and Joe Biden are lying through their teeth. The guy is a pathological liar. Don't fall for the crap that they're throwing at you. It's not true. The polls they keep quoting are push polls, and they're not accurate. They're loaded to the left side of the aisle. Look at them. You'll see what I know. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a speech at Hillsdale College in Michigan, Attorney General William Barr compared stay-at-home orders issued by governors to mitigate the spread of coronavirus to slavery.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders is like house arrest. It's, you know, other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
States issued stay-at-home orders earlier this year to stop the spread of the virus, which has since killed nearly 200,000 Americans. The Attorney General also stated that it should be politicians, not scientists, making decisions on what's best for the American people.
The person in the white coat is not the grand seer who can come up with the right decision for society. A free people makes its decision through its elected representative.
President Trump has also slammed lockdown orders, asking the states who are still on lockdown to open their schools and businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Ruth.
Yes, you are, and Larry Elder will be in Sarasota on the 23rd of October for the Salem Conservative Summit down there at the Hyatt. Tickets are available by going to theanswertampa.com website or theanswersarasota.com website. There's only going to be about 200 seats. It is a VIP function. And I'll tell you what, I hope you're able to attend. I'll be the master of ceremonies that night. A special guest is what they're calling me. And we'll have Larry Elder, who will be there. We'll have Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, and Phil Grandy will all be there. And I'll be the master of ceremonies guiding things along. So can't wait for that. Hope to see you there. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. Trot on over there to the website and type in your zip code and see what they can do to save you money like they have been me for the past 14 years. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We want to go over to Mike in Clearwater. We got him all riled up, and he's on the phone. So good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain, Professor. I wanted to bring to your attention, it's been no secret that the liberals have had control of our education system, basically from preschool all the way up to the university level. But now the Black Lives Matter people have infiltrated it. They're coming up with curriculum that if you saw what they are doing and what they are teaching our youngest kids should scare the hell out of anybody. Glenn Beck did a special called Brainwash. I highly recommend you go on YouTube and you type in Glenn Beck special Brainwashed, and I'm sure you'll watch it. they got a document dump of what these people are doing as far as, you know, elementary school kids and whatnot. And I got to tell you, Professor and Captain, I'm not going to say what it is because I want people to watch it for themselves, but it really should scare the heck out of everybody because this is taking indoctrination to a whole new level.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see if you and the professor, what you think about that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks, Mike. Kyle, I know what he's talking about in one aspect. It's the 1619 Project, and that is where they're trying to revise history and get rid of the founding of the country in 1776 with our founding fathers, this, that, and the other, and claim that the country was actually founded by black slaves back in 1619. And that's not the way the apple rolls.
Well, no, and certainly, you know, the general thrust of the liberal version of education in this country has always been to sort of tear down the foundations of the United States, to tear down the thing that makes us such a unique and good country. And so they've been doing this for the last 50, 60 years or so of the modern political era. But what this is now sort of a real injection of power into that same kind of idea. So a lot of times the only kind of recourse that we have if we can't control the or change the education system, as it were, is that is we have to teach our young people the truth so that they know it so well that whenever something comes along that contradicts that is patently false, they will spot it right away. Absolutely.
Yeah, and again, I'm not surprised this is going on. We knew it was going to go on. We knew they were going to do this. We heard Oprah Winfrey talk about it on her network. Remember when she talked about she was getting behind the 1619 Project?
Oh, yeah.
We heard her talk about, you know, that they needed, that the people of America and the young people of America needed to know the real truth of America. When I heard that, they needed to know the real truth of America. I'm thinking, okay, here we go.
Well, sure, and those are sort of phrases that tip you off. You know, I'm going to tell you the real truth behind this and such, or
yeah.
I've got the secret truth of this kind of stuff. You know, it's going to go against what you know to be true,
yep.
Usually, and then you can spot it that way.
Now, I think the liberals are going to be very unhappy because the U.S. has now banned WeChat and TikTok from app stores and has threatened a complete shutdown of their system altogether in this country.
That's right. I think Sunday is the final day. In fact, I've actually seen commercials. I saw a commercial on YouTube just earlier.
For what?
Saying, for TikTok, saying, download it by Sunday, this kind of thing, because they know what that entails. And but, of course, this is a national security issue. Some people may disagree with it, but this is a big deal.
If the people don't understand what's going on, those systems spy on you.
Right.
They follow you wherever you go, whatever you do, anything you enter in there. If you have your banking information in there, they can access that. If you have your car insurance, your driver's license, anything at all that's in there about you personally, they can access all of that. So, therefore, why would you even want to run the risk with something like that?
Well, of course. But here's the thing that you need to get across to young people these days. They're very, very smart. But at the same time, though, the perception that I've seen and that I've been told is that, well, you know, people get all the stuff on you anyway, and it's really, you know, what can you do kind of a thing. And that's the kind of thing that...
Don't volunteer the information.
Well, exactly.
Number one.
Captain, feels like we're having a slight earthquake here in Southern California. We're having a fairly not moderate, I would say, still shaking.
You are?
I am, yes. Right here in Southern California, we're having an earthquake right now.
Wow. Well, hold on to something.
Yeah, I'm holding on to something.
Are the glasses and ringing around and all that?
No, not yet. Just a shake. I hate to interrupt, but yes, it's definitely...
No, that's breaking news.
It's
happening.
Shake.
Kyle's in California, and he has an earthquake.
That's right.
Now,
so
how far are you from the zone, so to speak?
Well, we're in Orange County, and we're about 10 minutes from Disneyland. Yeah, my son just came in. So everything's okay right now. It was just a fairly good shake. So we're going to try to find out if we can get a magnitude on this. Right now it's 11:39 here in California. So I'm going to check and see if we've got anybody starting to report any kind of a magnitude on that.
Well, I'm doing a search while you're doing that. Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
magnitude. Oh, listen to this. Here it is. Magnitude 4.2 earthquake from Tonopah, Nevada. Oh, wait a minute. That's not today. That's 4 days ago. Sorry. Okay, but 4 days ago. Okay, so 4 days ago. I don't see anything yet. September 18th. Here's 7 p.m., 10 p.m., San Francisco. Nope, I don't see anything.
Okay, well, it literally just happened just a few moments ago. Usually Caltech is pretty fast on this kind of thing, but I'll let you know if we have any other shakes. But that was the most significant shake that we've had, I think, in a while now, and it certainly was. So I'm looking out in the backyard, and certainly the water is moving around the pool. So
okay, well, the last one that they had that was reported was 34 miles from Tonopah, Nevada, yesterday at 10 a.m. That was the last one that's being shown reported. They had two in California on the 17th, two in Nevada in the same place, Tonopah, Nevada, 7:05 p.m. and 10, I'm sorry, 7:05 p.m. and 10. Those are the last two.
Well, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, we haven't felt anything until just a few minutes ago. So we're going to check on this, and we'll find out about it. But yeah, just right here, everything starts moving and rocking and rolling, and well, this is California living.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Florida here, because of course we got another storm that's out there, Tropical Storm Beta. Get this, Tropical Storm Beta, folks, in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. It is going to meander around very slowly, just like we just had here with Sally, and become a hurricane, Category 1 hurricane, with 80-mile-an-hour winds or thereabouts. And on Monday, it ought to be somewhere off the coast around Corpus Christi, and then it's going to bounce around the coast up towards Houston. Where it goes from there, we don't know. But this thing could also be headed into western Louisiana, which will get rain. That's from Laura. They've still got problems there with people that still can't get back in their houses in that area because of the flooding. So they're going to get more rain. It's just a question of how much they're going to get and whether or not they're going to get the winds to go along with it.
Well, exactly right. And this just in, Captain, we've got a preliminary magnitude, evidently 4.8, situated somewhere in South San Gabriel. Now, that's in the east Los Angeles area, I believe. It's up near Monterey Park. Now, this is near I-10.
How's that? How far away is it from you?
Probably about 25, 30 miles or so. So, yeah, that's up near the 10 freeway and the 605. That's in that general area, and the 60, between the 10 and the 60.
Okay, and that's over by the ballpark.
Maybe it's
Angel Stadium and all that.
No, it's not near Angel Stadium. This is up there near East LA, near Rosemead, Monterey Park, South El Monte.
All right, hold that thought. We'll talk about more about that when we go come out of the break here. But when we come out of the break, we're going to do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we'll include the earthquake in there that Kyle just went through. So there you go. All right, man, what a night. You know, we started out this. We had enough news to begin with. We got more now. Oh, boy. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411411.
Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Tell you what, you pull on in there, you tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you heard the captain say, hey, the Flying J is the place to go. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee at either the Pilot or the Flying J. And by the way, consider joining the Drivers Club. You'll get all kinds of points for buying fuel and buying stuff in the store. It'll include also your meals and whatnot. You get points for that, and you can get yourself some pretty neat stuff at the Pilot and the Flying J. All righty. Well, we're going to get started, and here we go.
Truck rolled down the interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough, two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back, it's a fact, he's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him.
old chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All right, that's Leland Martin. He's working class, and he's up there somewhere in Canada right now doing his working, because when he comes down here to the U.S. of A., and I know he hasn't, he's got a quarantine for 2 weeks. All right, and Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'm going to read the weather statement, then we'll go from there. As a cold front moves through the western states, gusty conditions will bring fire weather concerns through the weekend from the interior northwest into the Great Basin and into the Rockies. Elsewhere, temperatures will run 10 or more degrees below normal from the upper Midwest into much of the eastern U.S., all the way up into New England, all the way to Maine and to Nova Scotia. In the meantime, we have a brand new tropical storm called Beta, because they run out of letters, so now we're into the alphabet, or the Alpha Beta alphabet, and Beta is the name of the storm down in the southwestern Gulf. It's going to bring heavy rainfall to parts of the western Gulf Coast this weekend, and the possibility for heavy rain where Hurricane Laura was, where we still have flooding in effect, is highly possible with a tropical storm watch, as the storm ricochets off the coast headed up towards Houston, and might be going towards New Orleans, which would be disastrous for the area that Sally just hit, because more rain, more wind. Okay, Kyle, you take it away.
Well, Captain, we're going to start tonight in California. Unfortunately, some sad news about one of the fires burning in California, the El Dorado fire on Thursday. A firefighter was killed, we understand, that was fighting that El Dorado fire. That was the one that was started by the smoke-generating device for the gender reveal party, by the way.
Yeah.
And so, obviously...
that now becomes a murder charge, by the way.
That is, it's a very, very serious mm-hmm. thing. And but in Oregon, we have some rainfall, heavy rainfall and thunderstorms early Friday, gave some relief to some of the fires burning there. They hope that it's going to help to put down those fires and also help for some of the air quality. But still, in places like Salem and Portland, they've still got some pretty bad air quality. So if you're traveling up I-5, you're still going to be dealing with that. In addition to the storms and so forth, not seeing a whole lot on the radar right now, but still be careful. Then as we go through the area of Montana, we still have air quality alerts there. Air quality alerts down near, let's see here, in Idaho, coming out of Boise. As you travel down I-84, you're going to run into air quality alerts following that. And then over in Montana, we do have a fire weather warning in the south eastern part of the state. All through Wyoming, air quality alerts, by the way. Also, air quality alerts all through most of Colorado, certainly around Fort Collins and Denver.
Uh-huh.
But as we go over into Utah, we've got fire weather warnings there in the eastern part of the state. Also down in Kingman, Arizona, by the way, and up through the southeast part of Nevada. A lot of the air quality alerts seem to be disappearing out of California. Still some south of Fresno, by the way, because we do still have those fires burning. Temperatures, we should see a little bit of a cool down, as you were talking about, although places like Phoenix, Arizona, still 102, Palm Springs, 106, for example. So we're still going to have some heat there as summer eventually will begin to go away and shift a little bit. Just a quick little update on the earthquake that we experienced live on the air just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're calling it 4.6 magnitude, but still putting it in the South San Gabriel area. Those familiar with Southern California, also it would be in the El Monte area, and that's part of the greater Los Angeles basin, basically, up near the 10 freeway and the 605, that area.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see if there's any damage. This time of night, we just have to wait and see if anybody starts reporting it, and we'll let you know if there's anything going on.
Now, there is rain in central Texas tonight around Midland. Draw a line straight north and south of Midland, 50 miles in each direction. You got rain. You got rain along I-20 over to Pecos as well. And going up into the north before I get back down into the Gulf where this tropical storm is. Up in the north across the central part of Wisconsin tonight, including Madison, all the way over to Green Bay and Milwaukee, you've got frost warnings. You've got hard freeze warnings in the northern part of Michigan tonight. Frost warnings elsewhere across the state of Michigan, northern part of Indiana, frost warnings, northwestern, there we go, Toledo, northwestern corner of Ohio with frost warnings all the way across the lake, I-80, I-90, to the Pennsylvania line, Erie, and then across I-80 going over into Snowshoe, and then all of upstate New York is under either a frost or hard freeze warning. Further north you go, the colder it's going to be. That also extends all the way up into New England, all the northern part of New England, and in the mountains of Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and along the coastline in Maine and up on into northern Maine. Now, Tropical Storm Beta, folks, this is not a drill. We have another tropical storm, Kyle, in the Gulf, southwestern Gulf of Mexico. It's a big-time rainmaker again. There's going to be a lot of rain being dumped all the way from the Mexican border all the way up to Houston, Texas this weekend. Tropical storm warnings, tropical storm watches are in effect right now all the way over to the central part of Louisiana as this storm bounces along the coast, stays out in the Gulf. It's not going to go ashore, but it's going to zigzag around and bounce around the coast till it gets up around Houston where it goes from here. Don't know. It's got a couple of different routes to it. One of them takes it towards New Orleans. The other one takes it up along the Texas-Louisiana line straight north. And either way, that means that where they got Hurricane Laura and all the flooding over there, more rain.
Yes, exactly. And that's definitely something
yep.
that they don't need.
Yep.
And the storm surge, again, would be a real concern.
Yeah, now let's go to the phone line real quick. Okay, is this you, Sean?
Yeah, I just got a question. If you have any info, I'm looking at the Fox News radar, all right? And out in the Atlantic, there's a huge freaking hurricane out
there. It's
a
140-mile storm. It's going to miss us. It's going to hit Bermuda and go, it might go up towards the Canadian Maritimes, but it's going to miss all of us.
Oh. Okay, well, at least we're okay. I feel
yep.
bad for the other people, but thank you for answering that.
Yep, okie dokie.
Sorry to
okie dokie. Well, yeah, there is a big hurricane out there, 140-mile-an-hour winds. It's a big-time storm. It's called Teddy. And there's another one behind it called Wilford, which is a tropical storm, and we're not sure where Wilford's going to go. It's got 40-mile-an-hour winds right now. And then there's another one coming off the coastline of Africa. Don't know where it's going to go. But Teddy is already 130-mile-an-hour sustained winds with gusts to 150. Good God.
Yes, exactly right.
But it's going towards Bermuda, and then it's going to make a hard turn and might hit the Canadian Maritimes, but if it does, it won't be that powerful of a storm.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, but you're right. The track right now, it doesn't bring it anywhere near, really, the coast of the United States.
No, and one of the reasons for that is because we've got a front. We've got a couple different fronts that are pushing this stuff away from us. Thank God Almighty for that one. But it's going to get kind of rough over in the East Coast over the next several days as this storm gets closer and the riptide and all that curls in. All right, Kyle, hold on, folks. We'll be right back with hour number two. We've still got a lot of stuff to talk about. Did you hear about the brawl at the NFL Browns game the other night? Holy smokes. Well, at least they did it sensibly. They did it with their face masks on.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.